Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about starting a construction business. Start with demolition work. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. It is often advised that when you start a new business, do not begin with doing something difficult because you may end up in taking enough stress to complete the work, which has a dramatic effect on your job, and things may go quite negative for you from there. In order to avoid such a situation, you need to take up something that is easy and does not take too much effort. You may also save on your money and need to deploy more resources to get the job done. You will also make good money doing it and will start enjoying your work. However, you should not make that as your comfort zone, or else it will be too difficult for you to get on from it. Though you are starting with something small and easy, you should not limit yourself to that and should dare to think beyond that as well. A business that is high volatile in the nature should be dealt with the utter carefulness. And when we talk about the volatile venture, we can't forego the construction domain from that. You got to stay in this domain and finish what you start. A person who is on his way to start up in the construction business should keep his foot softly and understood in the tendencies well before he or she goes full throttle onto it. As every individual likes to work on a particular segment, he or she should stick to the simple work in his or her segment. For instance, a person who likes to work on machines and is interested in works like a road construction should stick to constructing lanes and bordered roads. Okay. Let me repeat that. For instance, a person likes to work on machines and is interested in the works like road construction should stick to constructing lanes and broadening roads. Okay. He should not take up projects building highways that connect one city to another. He may not be able to complete it as he will experience a lot of hardship coming from various angles. Now, unless he's got partners that he can do a venture together and maybe do something like that. But, you know, stick to what you know right now. Similarly, it is advised to the business owners to begin with the demolition work before they start taking projects like building apartments or commercial houses or things like that or that extent to home development. Demolition work is considered to be the simplest by all means. He or she does not have to spend a big chunk of money procuring heavy equipment as they can do their job with a dozer or any tractor and attach a wrecking ball and break structures down, you know, with a grapple, with a thumb on it. And just squeeze with the, you know, bring the bucket, curl it up, and put it towards your thumb and clamp on the house and tear it down. Well, the demolition work also has many layers where he or she goes for the bigger projects that they need to have the modern machine to get the work done. In that case, they may not do the job using a wrecking ball. Okay, and again, those are big skyscrapers that you would use a wrecking ball. If we're talking about little houses, stuff like that around the Metroplex of DFW, all you need is an excavator and a dozer. Excavator with a thumb. Substantially, he also needs to have the men who have experience in demolishing a six to seven-story building. Now, again, that you could use a wrecking ball. He may not be able to may not be able to go that work using a dozer. There, he may need more than a dozer. But before he eyes for the bigger projects in demolition center, it is important that he tries first to set his foot firm on the ground by taking up jobs that will help him sustain for some time and help him learn for what he is doing in the demolition domain. Once he spends a few years and accumulates enough wealth and experience to take up something big, he should call it for the next round. And again, take baby steps when you're in the construction business. Learn, you know, if you can, go work for a demolition company for a while and learn, you know. You're not going to learn everything, but you need to learn from the veterans. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.